Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Sydney Madden.
Hello.
And Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
And we're doing a quick run through the best albums out on March 1st, starting with Little Sims and her new record, Gray Area.
Me again. Allow me to pick up where I left off. The biggest phenomenon, and I'm Picasso with the pen. Niggas always talk shit until I hit him with the realness. Figured I should say something, but you don't want to hear me vent. Talk bad all day long, I will never be impressed. Don't know what I did to make you feel that you'd be earning my respect. You do not scare me, no, you are not a threat. Anyone I wanted, they can get it in a flash, no sweat. If you're gonna talk on my name, be say with your chest. Got my team on deck, taking out all pawns on my knight, got your queen in check, mate. Don't get touchy, don't be getting nigga feelings. Kill shit, shit, even when I'm chillin'. I'm Jay-Z on a bad day, Shakespeare on my worst days. Never been a punk, trust you can get it in the worst way. Fuck it, let me get a birthday cake and it ain't even my birthday. Cause when I switch, then they wanna say that I'm a bitch.
You're not listening, you're not listening. I said it with my chest and I don't care who I offend.
Little Sims is the rapper. Her new album is called Gray Area. The song we're hearing is the opening cut called Offense. Sydney, tell us about Little Sims, a rapper from London.
Rapper from London, one of my favorite rappers from London, and I really like this album, and I'm just going to go off for a second, okay, guys?
We'll just sit back and, watch it.
So this album's called Gray Area. It's 3 years removed from her last album, Stillness in Wonderland. And, you know, 2016 to 2019, a lot has went down in the past 3 years. You can hear from this song, some of the beats are more sparse than her usual beat choices. Like, she's primarily accompanied by an electric guitar and these drums. Compared to what I've heard of her in previous releases, this is more stripped down. And with that more stripped down sonic canvas, it really sets a stage for her words and her tone to soar. She's got a lot of great one-liners on here. Like on the song Offense, she says, I'm Jay-Z on a bad day, Shakespeare on my worst days, right? And I think in terms of UK rap, she's been a bellwether for her generation of women in the scene to break out internationally. Like I said, a lot has changed since 2016, and the common claim we hear nowadays is that we live in this highly politicized world, right? And with things like Brexit and a widening wealth gap and European artists being denied visas, you know, it really feels like it's the in-between, right? And I think that's why she calls it gray area.
Yeah, she's reached her mid-20s, and she feels like there's a lot of uncertainty in her life and in the world, and that she's entered this gray area, this period of uncertainty. I think the grooves on this record are undeniable. Mm-hmm. It has a really nice acoustic feel to it. Everything pops. I just love it. Little Sims is the rapper. Her new album is called Gray Area. Thanks, Sydney.
Thank you.
From Little Sims, let's go to the band Hand Habits and the new album Placeholder. I will always have room in my life for more music like this.
Yeah.
So beautiful. From the band Hand Habits. Hand Habits, the album is called Placeholder, and this song is called Can't Calm Down. This is the musical project of Meg Duffy, and this is their sophomore full-length album, first for Saddle Creek.
Yeah, man, this is a beautiful record. And Meg Duffy specializes in creating these kind of subtle sketches, you know, that are marked by, you know, these wistful details. Their music is very fragile and intimate, but it's so dreamy and beautiful at the same time. Yeah. This record is really a step forward. It was produced at Justin Vernon's studio in Wisconsin. And in an interview, they talked about the songs are about accountability and forgiveness. So it's like the way that they move through the world interacting with other people, and the songs are reflections on that. But all those songs are just couched in that sweet sway to them. It's a really, really beautiful record, and I really recommend, if you're not familiar with Hand Habits, digging into this album.
Yeah, there's a strange sort of intimacy with these songs. Like, they're very personal, but there's a real detachment to them, almost dismissive, which I think you get from the title alone. I kept seeing Placeholder in my library and thinking, oh, they haven't named it yet, title to come. And then I thought, well, you know what? Maybe it's more of a reference to a life that is just very much unfinished.
There's both specificity and ambiguity to their songwriting that, when paired with that voice, to be a really intoxicating mix.
So beautiful. The record is called Placeholder from the band Hand Habits. Hand Habits. And Stephen, I know that we always don't see eye to eye on some of the music that we love, but can we just agree that Weezer is the greatest band of all time? All time. Their new album is the Black Album, the self-titled Black Album. Let's hear a little bit of it. Weezer is the band. Their new album is the Black Album, self-titled Black Album. And this song is called Piece of Cake. You're ride or die for Weezer, aren't you, Stephen?
Oh, Robin. Okay. So here's the thing. I love a lot of individual Weezer songs. I loved Weezer's first couple albums. The first record all the way back in 1994. Pinkerton's a great record. As recently as the album with Back to the Shack on it, where like they just started making kick-ass rock and roll songs again, I can even get behind their cover of Africa. But man, this band is hard to love sometimes. And I so admire and respect and appreciate your deep affection for Weezer. And no matter what Weezer does, because to me, they're one of the most inconsistent bands in rock and roll history. In terms of from song to song, album to album, I have to listen to every Weezer album because sometimes they're amazing and sometimes they annoy the absolute hell out of me.
Yeah, they're no strangers to alienating fans because they changed their sound so much.
Yeah.
Their foundation has always been power chord guitar rock, and that's a sound that they've gotten away from on the last couple of records. Pacific Daydream was the one just before this. They're really getting more. They're just exploring just straight up pop music now. The guitar is still there. It's taking a backseat, though. It's more back in the mix, not out in front. But I think for me with Weezer, what it comes down to is they just make me feel good when I listen to these songs. I just feel good when I listen to these songs. I crank them on the stereo in the car, and I feel better. And they're a band I've never gotten terribly deep with. You don't listen to their music and think, wow, what are they really getting into here?
Right.
You know, what you hear is sort of what you get. But their songs are fun, super infectious, great hooks and melodies. And like I said, I just feel good when I listen to them.
And I can't argue with that. I can't say you should not feel good. I think Rivers Cuomo's dedication to creating ironic distance can be very distancing. So I found this record a little frustrating. I will still dial into everything they do.
Yeah. I loved it. And like I said, it just feels good to listen to Weezer. The Black Album is their latest release. We still have a few more records that we want to highlight for this week's New Music Friday, but let's first take a short break and we'll be right back.
In the Trump era, the news moves faster than ever, and the NPR Politics podcast is here to keep you informed. Every time there's a major political story, we get our best correspondents together to sort through the noise. The NPR Politics podcast, what you need to know right when it happens.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with NPR Music's Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best albums out on March 1st. We start off the second half of this week's show with Hozier and his album Wasteland Baby.
I knew when you warmed the bed on Wednesday, Suicide Tuesday back in L.A. If I had the choice between here and either noise, excitement of a thousand daughters, soothing of your voice. The first chance I'll take the bed warmed by the body. Woo! I once warmed my head over a burning Maserati.
Hozier is the singer. The new album is called Wasteland Baby. The song is Nobody. Man, he is a singer from Ireland who just melted the earth down with that self-titled debut from, it's been 5 years ago now,
with the
song Take Me to Church. And he's back with this follow-up. Man, I think he hit it out of the park.
Yeah, it is such a hard career trajectory when the first thing everybody hears from you is a song that is then inescapable.
Yeah.
So he is so associated with the song Take Me to Church that I think he's had a tricky time following it up. Not, as you can hear from the sample we just heard, not for lack of excellence, not for lack of mixing it up, not for lack of coming up with fresh ways to use that gigantic voice. But I think in the marketplace, it's a real challenge. And I think that he, when you look at how long it took for him to follow up that first record, you can understand the weight that was bearing down on him trying to follow it up. And he put out an EP last year called Nina Cries Power. That song opens this record. And that EP is, he's inspired by the music of the civil rights era. And I'm like, white singer from Ireland, inspired by the civil rights era.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not sure that's what I wanted from him. But then you listen to this record and you really get the breadth of the bluesy quality to his voice and the arrangements, the gospel quality that comes up obviously in Take Me to Church, but also throughout this, he just makes music with an enormous amount of intensity and fervor, but also it's loose enough that you can kind of get down to it. It doesn't feel like an exercise.
I don't think there's anything on this one that blows the roof off quite like Take Me to Church did, but
that should not be the bar.
Right. But I still think they're very potent, and he does what he does best, which is are these foot stompers that can get huge and anthemic with memorable melodies, you know, that blend of gospel and rock that he does so well. I think he pretty much picks up right where he left off. The album is Wasteland Baby from Hozier. Up next, let's go to the country singer Dee White. His new album is called Southern Gentleman.
Oh no, I just saw them in the place we used to go. Oh no, I can't take this anymore. I've got to go. He's holding her and touching her the way I used to do. Oh no, I can't.
The singer is Dee White. His new album is called Southern Gentleman. The song we're listening to is called Oh No. And here to talk about this one with us from Nashville is Julie Height. Hey, Julie.
Hey.
Dee White is a singer with a voice and a sound that is so well seasoned. I can't believe he's only 20 years old.
I mean, that was the striking thing to me, too. This really young guy who is, I mean, you could call him a crooner. And when young artists tend to reach back for earlier sounds from country and pop music. I mean, they usually go for hard edge stuff, rugged stuff, the flavors of outlaw country from the 70s and that kind of thing. But to hear this young guy reaching back to really lush, sophisticated, you might call them country-politan sounds, and that style of singing was really striking to me. You know, the first time I heard him sing, and I think you can hear this in Oh No, he made me think of Roy Orbison.
Exactly,
or
yeah.
Don Gibson, you know, just that kind of attention to melody, those just exquisite, soaring, plaintive melodies, and that way of singing.
Yeah, it's so surprising. And at the same time, the appreciation of it is not just a novelty. It's not just the element of surprise. There's real craft to these arrangements. And gosh, I mean, he already has so much restraint in his voice, which is one of the hardest things to find with young singers who have that big range.
Dee White is the singer. His new album is called Southern Gentleman. Thanks, Julie.
You're welcome.
We've still got one more album that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but there are a lot of other notable releases out on March 1st. Sun Kill Moon, there's this new, insanely, it's like almost an hour and a half long, and I think only seven songs.
89 minutes.
From Sun Kill Moon called I Also Want to Die in New Orleans. If you want to get lost in that man's poetry, check out I Also Want to Die in New Orleans. Delicate Steve, the instrumental rock of Delicate Steve, he has a new album out now called Tell I Burn Up, and the band West Cust, which we just featured on All Songs Considered recently, their self-titled album is out now, West Cust.
A bunch of great stuff. Kind of a sweet vintage soul band called Duran Jones and the Indications. They have an album coming out on Friday. Kind of a synth pop singer called The Japanese House, a very lovely voice. Album is called Good at Falling. And an experimental musician from Montreal named Yves Jarvis, who used to record under the name Une Blonde. His real name is Jean-Sébastien Audet. He makes this kind of experimental but approachable music that just gives you so many fragments to pick around and play with and get lost in. I really love that record. It's called The Same But By Different Means.
All those albums out now on March 1st, along with the album that we want to close with today. It comes from the band Living Hour. It's called Softer Faces.
There's a party at the end of my street, and I'll meet you again at the bottom stair.
Living Hour is the band. This is the album Softer Faces, and the song we're listening to is called Bottom Step, a band from Winnipeg that often gets labeled as dream pop, and that feels appropriate when I listen to this one.
You know, when we were talking about Hand Habits earlier on this show, and we were both like, man, there is no limit to how much of this
right.
I want to receive in my inbox.
Yeah.
I would have died to play Living Hour on college radio in 1992.
Yeah.
You know, they're right in there with bands like Mazzy Star and Slow Dive and Cocteau Twins. That dreamy, swoony, beautiful sound. But man, you listen to the guitar line in that song. And it is so structurally and melodically sturdy. It's just pulling you along so gently through this music. Even though my memories pin this sound to the early 90s for me, it is a completely timeless sound. You could have put this record out at any time and you would love it just as much because the bones of it are just so sound. You just want to live in this record. I love it.
It's a nice one to get lost in this weekend if you find yourself barricaded inside from the cold, lonely winter. Living Hour is the band. The record is called Softer Faces. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
How do people follow you on Twitter?
You can find me at I Dislike Stephen. And I will be tweeting all throughout South by Southwest, as I'm sure you will be.
And I am at NPROBIN, NP Robin. And as always, we'd love it if you tell your friends about the program. And if you like the songs you heard, you can hear full versions on our website, along with a whole bunch of other new music. Go to npr.org/allsongs. You can also find us on Spotify. Just open the app and search for NPR Music, and you'll find our New Music Friday playlist. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of great music.